The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Crawford, Senator Schultz. He's the guest of all of us. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Piper LaGrange from Amana.
Would you bow your head and pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for bringing us here to serve the people of Iowa. We ask that you grant us the wisdom and discernment in dealing with the issues before us. Glorious Lord, we thank you for protecting us as we return to work in Des Moines following the blizzard this weekend. We thank you for the efforts of all those who, at all levels, who work tirelessly to clear the roads, the streets, parking lots, and sidewalks so Iowa could come back to work. We ask for healing for those who were hurt in the storm and peace for the families who lost loved ones due to this storm. Above all, we thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, who died for us to pay for our sins, who arose from the grave to conquer death. It is in his name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Pursuant to Rule 38, the chair refers Senate File 366 from the regular calendar to the Committee on Ways and Means. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotsler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order today for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my honor as a member of the advisory board of the Small Business Development Centers to speak a little bit today about their program and to work with Senator Brown, Senator Guth, who I believe is stranded like some Iowans, about the award winners from the Small Business Development Centers. You know, the Small Business Development Centers of Iowa are a public-private partnership that leverages the resources of government, higher education, the business community to assist Iowa businesses to grow and be successful. There are 15 regional centers that are hosted by the Iowa Regents Institutions, all three of them, and 10 community colleges, and an extension office are coordinated through Iowa's State University. And that office is held by Director Lisa Simcat, who is putting real energy into this program. There are two award winners that are recognized annually, and the first one today that we will talk about is the Neil Smith Entrepreneurial Award. And that award was named after our longtime Congressman Neil Smith for being instrumental in establishing a national small business development center program. And it was designed to recognize Iowa's entrepreneurs who are a driving force behind Iowa's economic growth. And today, Senator Brown has an opportunity to make the announcement of the winner from his district at this time, and I'd like to yield my time to Senator Brown.
Will Senator Brown yield?
Yes.
You're in order.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Dotsler. Stacy Ackerson, the winner of the 2019 Neil Smith Entrepreneurial of the Year Award, is from Charles City. Stacy is a United States Navy Desert Storm veteran. She acquired Shankland Insurance in 2012. She wanted to expand her business, and she knew that Charles City had untapped potential. With her vision of rehabilitating the historic Charles City Western Railroad Depot in mind, Stacy reached out to the NIAC Papa John Entrepreneurial Center and Small Business Development Centers and the Community Revitalization of Charles City to help provide cash flow and options for acquiring capital. Stacy and her husband worked to put together a plan that would not only house Shanklin Insurance, but also provide executive apartments for long-term transitional corporate hires. Along with that plan, she used several pre-existing concrete piers for footings for small rental storage units, transferring a derelict property into an advantage for downtown Charles City.
You're in order, Senator Dotsler.
Thank you. And the second award winner in Senator Gooch's district is Sarah Winkleman, and she won the Deb Dalzer Woman of the Year Award. And before I make that announcement, it's kind of a special day for that award because her daughter was here, Jordan, today on the 20th anniversary of that award. And Deb Dalzell was a special person who headed up one of the small business development centers across Iowa as a director. And to have an award named after her is really something because she was an individual who really cared about the economic growth and helping small businesses across Iowa. And today at the recognition ceremony, Jordan talked about her mother, and quite frankly, it was an amazing speech and very emotional to think about a mother who died of cancer was actually sending messages to her children beyond the grave by hiding these notes. They tell them, you know, how to live their lives and not to fight with her brother, she said. So that was a special thing, and Jordan's mother really deserved to have an award announced after her. And so the winner this year of the Deb Dalzell Woman of the Entrepreneur Woman of the Year Award is Sarah Winkleman. And Sarah started the S&B Farmstead Distillery, which is committed to the excellence in every drop of spirit that they can produce. Now, that's something kind of excites me. And the first-generation distillery, and they have done their homework to provide unique products that best reveal a brand to those who drink spirits. Now, she didn't know anything about being a distiller, but she's a farmer. And they wanted to do some value-added agriculture, and they came up with this business. And it just shows how working with the small business development centers, how you can move forward with your business, and it's very successful. And it's quite an honor to get. So just finally, let me say this, that the Small Business Development Centers have worked with almost 13,000 clients last year in Iowa with a capital infusion of almost $240 million of investment, and they have increased sales by almost $250 million and created close to 5,000 jobs. The Small Business Development Center is funded partially through our Economic Development Growth Budget, and which is chaired by Senator Lofgren, and we really value the work that they do. So at this time, they're standing in the balcony, and would Jordan please stand up and give everybody a big hand.
For what purpose does the Senator from Polk, Senator Zahn, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
I guess I would ask Senator Dotsler to yield, please.
Will Senator Dotsler yield?
Yes, I would.
You're in order, Senator Zahn.
Senator Dotsler, my good friend, if you recall, during our sexual harassment training, there was some conversation in regards to what happened to the olden days when we used to all get together without lobbyists, not being disrespectful to them or anybody else, where we all get together for dinner in a bipartisan way. I think it's something that's needed. You're the one that brought that up, and I'd just like to ask you, do you believe, I mean, you obviously believe that that's something that's needed, and we talked about putting something together.
Well, I appreciate your work on this, Senator Zahn, and I do believe that, you know, in my time here in the legislature, I've seen kind of a drifting apart of the parties. And it's pretty clear to me through the election process and talking to Iowans that they want us to get along and work cooperatively together. And I believe that starts with us having a better understanding of each other and our families in these events where you can sit down and really talk to each other and meet the new members of the chamber would really be beneficial. So some type of an event where we can sit down and get together and just have some good conversation and develop working relationships with each other, I think is key.
Yep. Thank you so much, Senator. Senator Doxler, we've been down here for a long time, and I consider you a very good friend, as well as everybody in this chamber. I think it's really important and really good for Iowans that we take some time to get to know each other, and know each other about our family and our hobbies. So we're going to have an opportunity here that I've put together, and Senator Doxler and I are working together on this. We'd like to do this once a month. The first one I'd like you all to mark on your calendar, and I will be sending an email to you as well, is Tuesday, March 5th. I looked on the social calendar. It doesn't look like there's much going on that night. I thought we'd all meet at Christopher's Restaurant in Beaverdale at 7 p.m. This is a family-owned, traditional Italian restaurant. I know that Senator Peterson, this is in your district and a district that I used to represent as well, and they're good family friends, the Giudicessis. I've given them a heads up. We are going to have a kind of an area where we can all get together, kind of more of a private setting. But I just would really encourage everyone to do this. I think it'll be good for all of us. I think this year has been a great year so far in a bipartisan way. But most importantly, Senator Schultz and I were at the memorial service a couple years ago, and we were sitting up there in the gallery as this service went on, and we figured one thing that we noticed is that after several years, people really don't remember who we are. It's an honor to be down here. My dad always reminded me that we're one of 50 Iowans that get to serve in this chamber. But I think it's really important that we get to know each other on a personal level. And the other thing is spouses are welcome to come as well. We kind of like to limit to that. It'll be pay your own way, order whatever you want. I think she's going to send me a menu of like 6 or 8 different offerings, so they're more better prepared. And I'm going to ask you to RSVP to me so I could give them a count probably on Monday, the day before the event. But I just strongly encourage everyone to go, and it's a great event. We do the freshman dinner. Hopefully that's coming down the road, as well as we do the page dinner. And I think it's a great opportunity for all of us to kind of put our, you know, kind of put our politics aside and just talk about this family that we have here that's an incredible family. So it's an honor for me to be able to put this together. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Dubuque, Senator Yoakum, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. For an announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a friendly reminder, everyone, that this Friday is the deadline to submit nominations for a senator to receive the 2019 Hoover Uncommon Public Service Award. The nomination papers you can find on the Hoover Foundation website. Please get those nominations in. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Benton, Senator Kapoutsian, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President, for an announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Once again, I'd like to remind everybody that tonight is the night we're going to be traveling to the Bill Couser farm up by Nevada. My list is rather short, so there's plenty of time to sign up, and we'll be leaving here between 4 and 4:15. We should be there by 5, we want to be there by 4 to 4:15, so we'll leave here about 3:15, and I've got some drivers here. You can come see me. We'll work out some transportation arrangements, and if you have to leave early, I realize there's some conflict for this evening. We could do a quick program up there, and some of you could leave and get back here by 6 o'clock. So if we can hope to work that in. The Bill's gone to some time and effort to set this up. He's got some people from NRCS, USDA, there to talk about some of the programs they have and how he's utilized them in his operation. And I think it'd really be a benefit for as many of our members to get there as possible. Come see me today, and we'll get this organized for tonight. Thank you.
There being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus upon adjournment. I would move the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, February 27th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitford. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Wednesday, February 27th at 9 o'clock a.m.